it's news headlines, we bring... Misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Thought I'd just put you in charge of that, Emily.
Do you want me to do that
again? Yes, yes.
We misinterpret the news so you don't have to.
There we go. Headlines brought to you by Pants. And it was a huge night in Hollywood. It was the, what is this, second most popular award show? The Emmys, the Primetime Emmy Awards were last night. And you guys won't believe this.
What?
Netflix cleaned up.
Wow.
Apparently they're the king of TV shows right now.
Yeah.
I know. Stunner.
Yeah.
Stunner. But Netflix won all of the awards that weren't going to Ted Lasso.
And don't forget our superstar right here.
Oh, I apologize.
I was waiting for it.
See, that's how I feel. I won't insult Doug and his standings in the comic hierarchy
again,
by just not acknowledging him at all. That's what I'm
okay.
So I'm sorry. Doug Millard,
hey.
Our friend, is here to bail us out. Me and Doug are going to have fun dueling funeral stories for you later on, so stay tuned for that. But first, like I said, the Emmys. And it was all about The Crown, The Queen's Gambit, and Ted Lasso. They won all the awards. Netflix cleaned up. HBO Max did well. But all anybody can talk about is Rita Wilson and her rap skills.
Hulu, who knew to have so much TV? Plus HBO Max I got for free. And this rap wouldn't be complete. I gotta give a shout out to Sesame Street. So many characters I love, in fact. That's Bert and Ernest's business. We don't care about that.
Nick, this is the second time you've referenced Sesame Street today.
That's my jam.
Are you doing...
That's my jam.
That's good.
No.
This got me through quarantine. I would get high and watch Sesame Street.
The old ones or the new ones?
Oh, the old ones. And nice. I found a lot of meaning in it. And none of it made any sense later.
Was Oscar less grouchy? I was like, you know.
Yeah, he was a cute little guy.
You just stressed out, man.
You related.
They did a little tribute to Biz Markie. Rita Wilson, which I think she got through the pandemic by rapping. Wasn't that a thing last year that she went viral for something?
What?
Excellent.
I feel like all the celebrities just did weird things during the pandemic. There was that one where all the celebrities did that montage of that one song.
Oh,
and everybody
yeah.
did. It was just
Imagine.
Like super insensitive.
Yeah, Gal Gadot, no. I'm pretty sure Rita Wilson was rapping, and so that's why they did this. But also the highlights were Seth Rogen came out there and basically just put the Emmys on blast for their COVID protocol.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing?
Is it weird that like
he sounds like a Muppet?
I was gonna say, you put that Sesame string in my brain. I'm just picturing a Muppet version of Seth Rogen up there, just
me too.
Bouncing around.
He sounded like a Muppet.
Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you, Seth.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now. I would not have come to this. Why is there a roof? It's more important that we have three chandeliers than that we make sure we don't kill Eugene Levy tonight. That is what has been decided.
Oh, that's
God.
Actually amazing.
I love it.
That was apparently a huge buzz, which is always a thing when Hollywood gets together, because people love dragging on the hypocrisy of them. But I think Cedric the Entertainer was the actual host of the event, and he came out later and just like, hey, everybody's vaccinated. We're all vaccinated, so we're good.
Uh-huh.
But still, I mean, just, you know, have it outdoors.
This is insane. I went from wiping my groceries to having Paul Bettany sneeze in my face. So that's a big week. Anyone's going to sneeze in my face, Paul. I want it to be you. All right. That's all the jokes I wrote. Here are the nominees for supporting actress in a comedy series.
Kind of love him even more.
I know.
Yeah. And I just like the idea of him furiously scrambling all of these COVID jokes, like on a cocktail napkin.
Right.
Yeah, and he's sweating. He's mm-hmm. just dipping the sweat with his napkin, and it's all...
Oh, my jokes! I ruined my jokes!
Yeah. I ruined my joke. It's okay.
That's all right. It's fine. The Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series Award went to Hannah Waddingham of Ted Lasso. I don't know if I said that right, but she's Rebecca, the owner. She was also one of the in Game of Thrones, some stuff.
I thought you meant you didn't know if you said Ted Lasso correctly. I was like, no, you got it.
It's not Lasso? It's not Ted Lasso? Okay, good. Don't know if they put an extra U in there. Let's see. Ted Lasso won Outstanding Comedy Series, The Crown, Outstanding Drama Series, Jason Sudeikis, Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Emily was excited because all of our Mayor from Easttown people check out 101x.com Nitpickers podcast we did. We over Mayor of Easttown started it off. But yeah, Mayor won an award.
Mayor won an award. Also, the other guy.
Quicksilver from X-Men. Evan Peters.
Oh, Evan Peters.
That guy. He won for best supporting actor for his role.
Mm-hmm.
Julianne Nicholson, who I believe was the friend, won for best supporting actress. So the only one that they didn't get was lead actor, which that went to Ewan McGregor from something that nobody knows about.
they also didn't, the show didn't also win any awards, right? Like,
I thought it got the limited season, limited series one.
That's Queen's Gambit.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, that's Queen's Gambit. The Crown. I get Queen's Gambit and Crown confused. Those
that makes sense.
They're very different, but kind of similar.
The one that I wanted to point out is Jean Smart, who was the mom in Mayor of Easttown. She was Mayor's mom, mm-hmm. but she won lead actress in a comedy series for Hacks, which is HBO Max. Which, if you guys have not seen Hacks,
it is awesome.
Emily, it's basically your life story. Is if instead of joining the radio, you went to go work for a Vegas comedian.
Oh.
It's all about some young millennial writer chick who, I just said chick, that's not, a young female comedian upcoming.
We're on chick basis.
gets canceled because of a joke that she does. And then so her management puts her up with Jean Smart, who's like a residency casino person. Uh-huh. And they just decide, hey, screw it, we're going to take this back. It's really good.
So it's
hilarious.
Just like my life.
It's poignant. And it has an insufferable young person that you just, ugh.
And again. Hannah Einbender from that show will be at Moon Tower this week.
Oh, nice.
How cool.
Moon Tower Comedy Festival featuring our friend Doug Millard.
Yeah, and Hannah Einbender.
And her. She'll be
together
there
at last.
Doug Loves Movies Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday at Antone's.
Wednesday at Antone's. Get your badges, your passes, Moon Tower Comedy. And more with Doug Millard. Him and I are going to have dueling funerals. So I don't know if this is going to be...
Wait, we're not going to die, are we?
Yeah.
No.
What did I walk into?
Yeah. Surprise, Doug! No, we both went to funerals this weekend, and so we're going to talk about how awkward it is with COVID and everything. It's going to be a fun time. Stay tuned. Our friend, comedian Doug Millard, is in studio, and we're going to tap into his funny bone to have some fun funeral talk, because both he and I...
Can't spell funeral without fun.
That's right.
I really can't.
And, yeah, both Doug and I had funerals. My grandmother passed away. It's fine. She was old.
Can I decide who has...
fine.
You know what? We've done a lot of tongue-in-cheek, kind of not treating it with seriousness, and I was like, I'm going to come in Monday, and I'm going to do a heartfelt thing about how my grandma taught me what family means, and that's what everything, and, you know, French toast, and... banana shakes, and I just start off saying she was old.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, since I didn't have a funeral, can I rate whoever's funeral was better? Good, bad?
Dude, like, the only thing better than a Granger, Texas wedding is a Granger, Texas funeral, because it's still, like, we had the visitation for, Friday night, and then the funeral was Saturday morning, and I'm Catholic. If you ask the rest of my family, please tell them that I'm still Catholic.
Wait, so how are you, if you're Catholic, how are you not still at the funeral right now?
Because we did the abridged version, which was still like an hour long.
Wow.
But yes, we had to do the whole rosary thing, and everybody comes up there. But there was a part where, like, because it's just all these people that, most of them I didn't know in this room, but, you know, all my family, both my mom, my dad, my step family, they're all from the same Granger, Texas population, 1,000 and whatever. And so they all know each other. They all went to high school with each other. Like, the priest of the funeral went to high school with my uncle.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I bet that guy got into trouble.
So you're inbred.
You know what? If you go back a couple generations, I think that my great grandmother is also my grandmother. Like, my great grandma Haida is my great grandma Cervenka or something like that. Don't worry. Whoa. It's fine.
What? Oh. We don't have to dig deeper in this.
It's okay. Hey, there's enough of a separation. It's fine. That wasn't where I meant to go with this. But at one point, I was just like, hey, all we need are some 2 liters and some ring toss, and we have a church picnic going here. Because it's like everybody was sitting there talking and catching up and you know, finding out who's doing what and everything. So I was like, this is what it should be. Yeah. We're all looking at slideshow of pictures of us all growing up and all the grandkids and everything. Everybody just telling stories. And, you know, there were tears and everything. I had like a moment with my grandma and said goodbye and all that stuff. But, you know, for the most part, it was like celebrating the life and everything. I'm like, that's how the funeral should be.
Yeah.
Also, bury me in a cardboard box because it's all a waste of money.
It really is.
Right, yeah, and man, funerals are just weird because, like, people will go up there and their hearts are broken. They'll just talk and they're just crying. And there's no clapping or like that's so weird to me. Like I don't know if it's because I'm a comic or what, but it's like they just cry and we just watch them cry. And then it's like, shouldn't somebody be up there patting them on the back?
Yeah.
Or we should all stand up and be like, we heard you. Those were beautiful words.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Instead, you know? There's that awkward silence of them walking from the podium to the back to their seat.
And just like now we're crying more. Like what's happening? Come on.
So two things on that. I loved it because we did the rosary at the visitation, which is where you have to go through and you say like a billion Our Fathers and Hail Marys and everything, and I'm like, they're like, this is the fourth mystery, and I like turn to my mom like, how many mysteries are there? She's like, there's five. I'm like, okay, cool.
Almost
but
there.
They had this screen behind. It's my Uncle Albert's. One of his daughters did it, and so is that a cousin? I don't know what the relation is, but she was nice enough to do the rosary for us. And but like they had a screen come down, like a projector screen, and it just had like this whole. Insert prayer DVD message on there because I guess we did spring for the prayer DVD package. So there's like that little DVD logo bouncing around behind her as she's doing.
Oh, I'd be so distracted.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And like halfway through it, this thing goes up. And then also doing the actual funeral, the priest does a whole thing about how my grandma was like she was the epitome of faith. She was always faith, praying for this people and praying for that person, everything. And then he just takes like a little 5-minute thing to be like, and by the way, if there are any people that have strayed from God, now is the time to come back because of the pandemic and the world is terrible. So come back to God. And I felt like he was looking right at me.
He saw you fumble the beads on the rosary and he was like, that kid has not prayed
in
a long time.
But look, we paid for you to commemorate my mom or my grandmother, say nice things about her, not do a fundraiser for your club, all right?
For your Jesus club.
Stick to the script, Father. So that was my funeral experience. Doug, we're going to talk to yours, and we're going to talk about how scary funerals are when there's a pandemic on and you don't know who's doing what. That's next. 101X is the Morning X, joined by our friend Doug Millard, hilarious comedian extraordinaire. And speaking of dead people, both he and I went to funerals. See, Nirvana joke. Both of us went to funerals this past weekend. And Doug, how was yours?
Oh, it was fun, you know, thinking about COVID and all that. I mean, it's already sad, but then you have to think about that on top of everything else.
When you're just like, you're looking at the crowd and you're like, okay, we're going to be at yours in a couple of weeks.
Aww.
For sure.
Oh, God.
No?
Hopefully not.
Dark. Yeah, no, it was weird.
They were old, not unsafe. Okay, it's fine.
There was like someone that was told not to go because they hadn't been feeling well and they showed up anyway unmasked at first. It was masked.
Nice.
They did make sure that everyone was masked, so she did have to put on a mask eventually, but yeah, it was a little concerning at times. Luckily, that person sat behind us and, you know, sneezed and stuff, so that was fun.
Sneezed on you and your neck.
The back of your neck has COVID, but you're fine.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It was good times. Always good. It wasn't as bad as the last funeral I was at. We had been drinking till like 4 a.m. or something the night before for my cousin's uncle. My wife's uncle. And my wife is my cousin. I'm from Game of Thrones.
And and Nick must be related.
Yeah. We had been partying.
Chase those trees long enough, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They did the tradition where like you scoop little things of dirt with a shovel onto the casket.
Casket, yeah.
And I didn't think I was going to be a part of that because I just married into the family. But my mother-in-law was like, oh, no, you're family now. Which was like weird. It's just like, help us bury this body.
It's like you're getting jumped in.
And it was, So it was like real weird because like I'd never done that before. It's a strange, it's weird.
Burying a body.
Like you're helping to bury a body.
We did the boutonniere, the little flower, and we put it on the casket because I was a pallbearer.
Oh,
so
wow.
We didn't do the dirt, but we did that.
Yeah.
And that I was like, I feel like I should have made like a big presentation of it, but then I don't want to go overboard.
Right. Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like drop to your knees and just grab the casket and drag your. Yeah.
So you get in your head too. That was where I was going. Like I didn't know. I was watching other people in front of me. I was like in a line to do this.
And you're waiting.
And I'm like not feeling great. And I'm just like, how much dirt do I get? Like a lot or not? Like just a tiny. If you get like a little bit, it feels disrespectful. Like you only deserve this much dirt.
But if you get too much, you're too excited to put them in the ground.
So like,
get them buried, guys.
I'm like,
quick.
I'm like overthinking it, and then I get up there, it's my turn. And I almost dropped the shovel like 6 feet off. It would have like clanged onto the casket. I dropped it, but I caught it. Oh. It was, God, I would have like just married into the family. And they're like, get out of here.
I could see you falling in the hole.
Oh, like, man. If I had dropped the shovel, I would have jumped in.
Like, yeah, that's what to say.
Like, guys, I got it. Y'all keep going. We're good.
Bury me with them. It's fine. But yeah, this one wasn't that, you know, I didn't have any shovel dropping incidents, but.
Nice.
Yeah, the COVID thing, it's definitely,
that is a
definitely
weird,
worrisome.
I think
weird
I only,
thing.
And because like I said, all of my family is from the Granger, Texas, it's a small town. I don't want to assume anything about anybody, but they all seem to skew a certain way. And right. I only heard one person sit there and be like, I don't have a problem with the vaccine. It's just the government telling me to get it. And I'm like, well, so you decided to get on your own, right?
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Right?
Yeah, they weren't.
I just wore a mask, but I was super proud of my mom because my mom I don't know how she can grow up in that atmosphere and just not be terrible, but she managed it. She's super progressive, and she was like, she's always been like, wear your mask. She tells me all the time, Emily, make Emily wear her mask because she does not trust you because you're a dirty young person.
What do you mean? Chicago at Riot Fest right now.
Look, if that's your bar, okay, if that's your bar of COVID safety, you can clear that easily. I'm just saying, my mom always tells me, and I say, Emily is very good. She's very good for a young person. Always wearing a mask. So
always
she got sick
tested.
That one time and missed 2 weeks. Always getting tested is not a good...
Okay. What do you mean? That is a good thing. You're supposed to do that. Encourage people to get tested. Get tested
get
for
tested,
everything.
Yes. Get the vaccine.
COVID just, and
like
everything.
When you're constantly having to get tested... That means that you're constantly putting yourself at risk or but anyway,
I'm
you're doing good.
Safe.
That was my point, Emily. You're doing good. And my mom was like super, because she showed up and was just like, if somebody got within like 5 feet of her with a mask, she would like put up her hand like she was like about to stiff arm them for the Heisman Trophy. Just thunk. Are you vaccinated? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. You can talk to me. So like,
wow.
Do not mess with
she
my mom.
She needs like a pin.
She needs like one of those sticks, the 6 foot sticks. She would sit there and whack you. Oh yeah. So I was proud of my mom. R.I.P. Grandma. R.I.P. Doug's uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle Doug. No.
Okay. No.
There, just go. Our friend Doug Millard, hilarious comedian extraordinaire. See him at Moon Tower Comedy Festival going on this week. Google it for dates and deets. But he is nice enough to join us here to bring his brevity and wit. No, his funniness.
Yeah, not wit.
Sorry. No, you're pretty witty. You're good.
Yeah, you've got some wit.
Doug is here, and also noted young person Emily, which she said something to me. This is a while ago. This is one of the first things, and this is where I knew. I was like, Emily's going to fit right in here, is that I was describing how addicted I am to the H-E-B pre-made buffalo chicken wrap because it has like a little special packet of buffalo sauce that I was like, I don't know what they put in it, but it's crack. And then Emily told me.
Oh, you want me to say it?
Yes.
I'm a slut for buffalo sauce.
There it is.
I love it.
Slut!
I will do anything and everything for buffalo sauce. And you think I'm kidding, but one of my favorite foods in the world is the Whataburger chicken strip sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's the Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich from Whataburger. And it's only a seasonal item, so they only have it every now and then. But I have become that annoying person that like alters the items a little bit. So I get the barbecue chicken strip sandwich, and then I just like say, get that dry, and then I ask for buffalo sauce and ranch on the side so I can pour it on
so
there.
So you get a chicken strip sandwich with a side of buffalo sauce.
Yeah, basically. Okay. And I just like make it my own, and like sometimes the people just get really annoyed, but then the true lovers of the buffalo ranch chicken strip sandwich will then go, do you just want the buffalo ranch chicken strip sandwich? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, I still have the button on here. And I'm like, wow, oh, thank you. You're the best. Whereas the other people are, I'll get my sandwich and they don't make it dry. So then I get barbecue sauce on it. And one time I was so desperate that I was like, I guess I'll put the ranch and the buffalo sauce on top of the barbecue sauce because I have no other choice. And it was gross.
I could honestly see you just like patting your... desaucing it with some napkins or something.
That's literally what I tried doing. That is my favorite drunk food. There have been multiple times that I have cried while eating the sandwich, sober and drunk. And on top of that, I just... Oh, my gosh. Buffalo chicken dip. There's a really good buffalo chicken dip on the back of the Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Ooh.
That's really good.
Like a recipe? And you made it? That's how much you love it?
Oh, I make it all the time. If I ever go to any sports occasion, which is very rare, but when I do go to any sports occasion, that is what I bring. I don't have a crock pot anymore because I actually gave it to... Long story short.
You make your own buffalo sauce and bring it to
sporting. No, I don't make my own buffalo sauce.
If you're going to a watch party or something.
Yeah, I make the buffalo chicken.
We know it's a rare occasion because you said sports occasion.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't happen all the time. And I've also kind of sort of in some form or fashion dated two guys from Buffalo, New York, where buffalo sauce is from.
Whoa.
Yeah. Fun fact. Two. And they don't know each other.
And your favorite song is that Dead Weather song, I Cut Like a Buffalo. I slut like a buffalo.
I'm rattled because I'm having to delete several jokes about Emily and boyfriends and sauce and things. So we're just going to play some Stone Sour. I tell you what, though, we're going to do some fun news topics. There's a Lunchable shortage. That's the latest thing. And the reason we should get vaccinated because the pandemic is making us a shortage of Lunchables. We discuss.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.